Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, listen here. I'm just going to tell you 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And if you can count down from 10 to 1 tonight, it will be 2017. First, I'll say thank you so much for being on my talk show on the last day of 2016. I have individual, and what we're pretty much trying to talk about today on the show is your New Year's resolutions. A lot of them you'll forget tomorrow after that champagne drink you have tonight. But there are individuals who are, destined to be successful and great because their resolutions are going to stay with them for the remainder of the year. And I want to throw out some challenges for some of the individuals. How I start my show is Barry White. But before I do that.
Sing it, sir.
New York Times Square, New Year's Eve, night. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Very hard of it.
New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep. And find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away.
I'll make a brand new start in old New York. Okay.
Make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you. New York.
All right. Apologize for getting in the middle of Frank intro, but if you've never been to New York, Times Square, New York, New Year's Eve, it's 1 million, 2 million people, and it's just crazy, crazy cool like that. But there's going to be a lot of celebrations going on tonight, and I hope all y'all be safe and careful. And one of the individuals I'm having on the show is going to be the headliner, is a co-host, top entrepreneur in the state of Georgia. She's a personal trainer, hairstylist, aquatic instructor, motivational speaker, and she just recently came out. She's worked on several campaigns with her daughter as far as safety. And I want to bring on this beautiful young lady. Happy New Year's to Trisha Bailey.
Hello, how you doing, Tom? Happy New Year.
All right. There you go. New York.
Yes, we'd love to be there.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks for taking your time out because I know you'll be flying out. You got a cape on and everything. Do you have your cape and your black onyx ring on? I don't know. We'll talk about that.
I keep it with me at all times.
Okay. Patricia, thanks for taking your time out. thanks for taking your time out. And number one thing is, let's just say one thing real quickly, is it's great to know you in 2016. I hope to get to know you better in 2017. Things I've challenged you to do in 2016, you accomplished. Things I'm challenging you to do in 2017, I'm surely you're going to accomplish those too. But with that being said, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? And starting with, you know, we'll get to you, that you know what your, you know, your resolutions are. But talk to me a little bit about yourself. Tell me a little bit, and then talk to me about your character that you created. And how it, you know, became part of your, you know, being from a young age.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to be on your show today, which you are the Media Mafia. Okay. So thank you so much for that. To tell you a little bit about myself, I am the Lookout Lady, and I got that name. First of all, I'm a licensed hair designer, been designing for the last 34 maybe 35 years now, and fitness instructor and also aquatic instructor. And what I do now is I have made myself out of a character, of a comic character, and her name is called the Lookout Lady. And I know you've seen it before, Tom. I decided to do this because when I was growing up, or about age 12, one of my cousins gave me that name, which was the Lookout Girl. He said you was going to be looking out for them. So, and that's what I've done. I've done, you know, basically helped my grandfather, my cousins, you know, I run errands for them. So I was always looking out for somebody. So I've never stopped since the age of 12. I'm always basically, I have seniors that I teach. I look out for them, have, you know, I do no bullying campaigns with different individuals, nonviolence movements, and also domestic violence. And also cyberbullying. So those are some of the projects that I work on. But I'm always, like I said, my character is more of a positive role model for kids, adults, for everyone. It's basically looking out for, you know, our women, our children, our seniors, and the community as a whole.
Okay. So now the thing is obviously you're talking about this has been. I obviously ingrained in you at an early age, and obviously there's something that perhaps might be lurking in 2017 when you're going to be dealing with some of the younger, you know, Girl Scouts or, you know, 4-H, you know, groups or brownies or whatever, in churches, Sunday schools, and there is an image. And what we were talking about, and I was talking to one celebrity last week, and she's doing a lot of community reach out programs in Virginia, and she's talking about the lack of you know people of color to have a superhero to look up to.
Right.
When you have a Superwoman, you have Wonder Woman, you have Batgirl, Batwoman, or Catwoman. Now, I recall, though, for a brief moment, the Catwoman who played him, the old Batman. Remember her?
Okay. Yeah.
Remember her? I can't think of her name. But,
you know, Halle Berry?
No, no. Well, okay. Well, I guess that was a movie. I didn't watch it. I didn't see it. Okay.
Eartha Kitt also played Catwoman.
I'm saying 1965. I'm talking like 1966.
Oh, yes, Batman. Yes, yes.
I can't recall her name, but she was a very dramatic, you know, actress. But the thing is that we're all in need of having some kind of role model. And
right.
Sad thing, but true, in 2017, there are a lot of young kids today that they're disenchanted, disenfranchised with the goings on at school. Like you're talking about the school bullying. Moreover, it's not the school bullying that, you know, back in our, you know, baby boomers age that you fight in the back of the, you know, the parking lot, or, you know, back of Third Hall, now is cyberbullying. Now, let me question you real quickly on that, because if you're not aware of it, we have a change coming, okay, in about 20 days, when you have the president-elect, Donald Trump, and his first lady, who came out, and she actually articulated one of her first things she wants to address when she gets there to concentrate on is cyberbullying. Now, what is cyberbullying? Can you give us a little insight on that?
Well, my definition is that just like bullying in school, it's a little different because you're doing it online and you're doing it to a person, and you might not even know the person, you know, that's bullying you. And it's just as effective as doing it in person, and it hurts just as bad. I've heard kids, even when I go speak to them, and they've even said they've been bullied before and cyberbullied. And it's not a good thing, because kids, they're being hurt by it. And a lot of times they can't tell anyone. They're not able to speak about it. So it's because kids are on their, you know, their devices all the time. And I think that it's going to get worse, Tom, because of people are not, the kids, parents are not paying attention to their children and what they're watching on you know, on their tablets or their computers. So I guess it's a hard one to call, because you can't really pinpoint it, because sometimes you just don't know who it is. You know, they might get picked at a lot of times. A lot of times they might have problems with somebody and they don't know who it is. So like I said, it's you know, kind of like
Well, let me ask you a question. Would you be interested in working with the First Lady, President-elect, on addressing this, or maybe become part of a council on trying to address it? Because here's the thing. Parents, they get mad because the children are crying, and they go to school, and they talk to the teachers and the principals, and the teachers and the principals say, well, you know, they're not fighting, you know. They don't have a bloody nose. You feel me? And
right.
It's something that they can't do, and they can't, you know, brain hug around how to prevent this. There are, you know, obviously the internet and other providers. Let's see, Xfinity. Okay, you listening? Xfinity.
Yes.
Okay. AT&T. Okay. Verizon. Okay. You know, Sprint. T-Mobile, okay, Metro PCS, all y'all can work on some kind of, protection for these kids, because the kids now, they want the iPhone, you know, 118. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or not the iPhone, right. Apple 1860, and it's not even existing yet. The thing is, these kids need to have the access to have communication with the parents or someone else, you know, their chaperone, to let them know if they're going to be late or they're ready to get picked up from, you know, practice or whatever. But let's go back, because this is something I'm sure that you're looking into right now. Is that correct?
Yes, because like I said, I do go to schools. We talk about bullying in the schools, and a lot of times when I ask them who in here has been bullied before, and most of them raise their hands. So it's happening all the time, and it's right underneath our noses, but I don't think we're paying a lot of attention to it. Like I said, cyberbullying is a lot of times they can't talk about it, because maybe they've been threatened by somebody who says don't tell your parents or don't tell somebody. So I think we need to address that a little bit more with the next coming year, with the next presidency that's coming up.
Well, I'm just going to throw this out to you. Those who are going to be bullied through cyberspace could be the next potential ISIS. Okay? Because once they're bullied and no one's listening to them, and the parents don't pay them no attention, they can't get anything done in the school, and it's not just the people that they know or go to school or on the school bus with. It blows up And you can have 1,000 people hating you for no reason.
Exactly. So the thing is how long are you going to monitor that?
Yeah.
You know, how would you monitor it?
Well, it's going to be through some kind of, through technology from these servers who are making $1 billion on us every month. Right?
Exactly.
So, with that being said, can you back up for a minute? Because you were, when you talked about the lookout lady, and we're talking about looking out, we're talking about safety, we're talking about especially this time of holiday, especially tonight, okay? We made it through Christmas, but this holiday and, you know, maybe, you know, sipping on champagne, people are texting and driving. Can you just talk briefly for maybe 2 more minutes on the organization and the creation of MT Innovate?
Well, my daughter and I came up with the program about, 5 years ago, time before she went to college. And she and I were watching, you know, the Oprah Winfrey Show years ago when it was on. And, you know, Oprah was the first one who came out and talked about, you know, texting and driving. So my daughter, she said, you know, let's do something about it. So she and I came up with, you know, a campaign, and it's called Get Off and Drive, which is get off the phone and drive. So we wanted to make people more aware of the texting, how dangerous it is, and how, you know, the consequences behind texting and driving. And now, because it's a law now that, you know, it's against the law here in Georgia to text and drive. They don't enforce it as much, but it is a law. There is a fine for it, and there's also, you know, points off your record if you are texting and driving. So that's another issue, just like cyberbullying, that needs to be addressed.
Well, with that being said, you know, you're just a go-getter. My challenge to you is, are you going to allow little girls and boys to be lookout girls and lookout boys this year when you go to their schools and their churches or organizations or summer camps and am I going to blow it? You're coming out with a Halloween lookout.
Yes,
lady.
I am.
And lookout girls and boys for Indians.
Yes, I'm going to do that. Yes, because I want to be able to have let other kids know that they're looking out for their parents, or they're looking out for their community also. They can be a lookout girl, lookout boy. So that's what my goal is for everyone to basically, and that's, we need to get back to that, looking out for each other in our communities. We used to do that. So that's our main thing, to go into school and talk to the kids like I have been to move forward with this project. Actually, it's something I started about a year or so ago with the Lookout Ladies. So I think I want to continue doing it. I'm going to schools and churches and civic organizations, and to eventually have it in, you know, either have a coloring book or some type of, you know, manual that they will be able to, you know, to look at and, you know, to work with.
Well, and to get one last thing in on the, you know, texting and driving, and if you are driving tonight, and if you are at a red light or at a green light, you need to pause for 3 seconds. Even if you have the green light, you need to look just like your grandmama or your mama told you. You look to your right, your left, your right again before you leave, because sometimes there are people who are trying to get orange light going 80 miles an hour and will eventually T-bone you, you know, in the middle of your car, and there are your kids in the back seat playing with their little, you know, Christmas gifts. And those are the ones who did. They're not old enough to vote and old enough to drive. And
yes, I know that all too well, because I had an accident myself.
I had an accident myself this year.
Yeah, well, someone was distracted driving, and it was a 3-car accident, pileup. So I know how dangerous it is out here. So yeah, be careful out here tonight when you're out there. Make sure you're not on your phone. Make sure not even have it up to your face, not even looking at it. Just put it down when you're in the car. Just put it down and wait till you get to your destination.
It can wait.
Yes. Right.
I mean, unless it's me calling you, right?
No.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. I got something. Or just on that note, if you don't mind, I'm gonna bring on a few people and figure it out. So you said it could wait if it was me, but I tell you one thing. After you saw 44908. Welcome to the show. Can you tell me your name, where you calling from?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hello, yes.
Okay. Can you tell me your name, where you calling? Well,
yes. My name is Quentin.
Quentin.
Yes, sir.
All right, Quentin. And from Metro Atlanta.
Yes.
Quentin. How do I know?
I met you.
Is this the King?
You at a red carpet event downtown this past summer.
Uh-oh. Hold a second. Quentin.
Yes.
Now, Tricia, I'm going to ask you that question one more time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I said the phone call can wait unless it's me, and then you had a pause. Now, how about
if
it was from Quentin?
Yeah.
Well, is this King King to you?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Oh, wow. I've heard a lot about some King Q.
I hope it was good.
Well, listen,
yes.
Hey, King, okay, well, let's piggyback on what Trish is doing. See, now, King, he's doing a lot of great things. His family's well known in the area around Metro Atlanta. He is an entrepreneur and you know, a great guy. And more importantly, is ladies killer. But I don't mean to say it like that. Yeah, hey, Trisha, you know what I'm saying, right?
Oh, yeah, just that name alone, King Q, that says, like, a lot, okay? So, you know, all right, so we're going to see how King Q. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. I told you I wasn't going to throw you no curveballs, but now you just threw one. But anyway, I call him QQ. What do you think about the lookout lady? What do you think about no text and drive? What do you think about what she's trying to do, trying to give back to the community? What do you think as far as her resolutions that she's trying to, you know, challenge and promote safety amongst our people? Can you say something about it?
Well, I personally feel, I mean, she is right, because texting and driving, it is dangerous. I've had personal friends, they've had friends that have actually died from texting and driving. So I know the impact that it has brought on their family, and it's been, you know, it's been rough for them. I have a couple friends now, they're still mourning. So I definitely understand, and I challenge everyone as well. Youth, even adults. I mean, you see everyone texting now. They're missing something. So I definitely encourage everyone just to put the phone down, because, you know, what were most of these older people, what were they doing back then when they only had S machines? They didn't have cell phones and all this stuff. So I would just say, just take the same thought process they had back then and apply it to now.
Right. We had to wait until we got home, right, Tom? Or to a phone booth.
Exactly.
Right.
Hey, hold on. You said old people. And you
did I say that? I heard him too. Oh my God.
I had a pager.
We all did.
Yes, sir.
And then I had to go find a payphone, but there's no payphone no more.
Yeah, Tom, I caught that then.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll just mess with you. Now, she looks beautiful. She's a queen. But, well, see, you're exactly right, Q. Now, Q, you're doing a lot of things. I know that you're challenging a lot. And can you talk about what you're involved in now and talk about your your inspirations of getting some, you know, people to follow you in your footsteps.
Okay. Well, one of my biggest things is really being a positive impact in my generation, because I am a millennial. So, you know, just encouraging others just to do more positive things to make this impact, just, you know, working with more nonprofit organizations such as Hands on Atlanta, Be Someone, and et cetera. Just want to do more with the community, with the youth. And even with myself, just challenging, you know, everyone to have more of a entrepreneur spirit. That's one of the biggest things. So, and just more so just focusing on the youth. Now, I'm actually a model and an actor with Yumi. That's Ultimate Model Management. It's in Atlanta. So
throw,
I'm doing
throw, throw that. It out. Throw that contact out real quick.
Now you can reach me on my you can follow me on my Facebook at Quentin Williams, or you can go to my Instagram at Quentin.J.Williams8. You can reach me either on one of those. Or like I say, with my email, you can reach me at Quentin.J.Williams8@gmail.com.
Okay, so, you know I'm writing this down.
Okay.
Hey, Quentin, I mean, you know, she's an entrepreneur.
Okay. Hey, that's good.
Quentin, you know, you good looking fella like yourself. I mean, you know, it's hard. Listen, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. That's what they said, you know, in Living Color. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I appreciate
that. You know, the thing is that we're more than just something good to look at. You know, like,
definitely.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes,
now, what, hey, I wouldn't talk to you. Definitely. Yeah, she's a lovely, desertful personality and beautiful face and everything else. Let me see if I can bring a couple other people on, but and then Trisha, we're going to go down the list right here because it comes to the end. But let's see if I get 470s. 755. Welcome to the show. You have anything to say? What's your resolutions for 2017?
Hi, everybody. My name is Dorian Thomas, and I know both of these wonderful people on the phone very, very well.
Hi, Dorian.
Hey, Trisha. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tom.
Thanks for being on the show, dude. And you know, what are you? I mean, we're just gonna piggyback because tell her what's your challenge? You know, what you're doing and what you're challenging our people to do.
My challenge is piggybacking on everything that these wonderful people are talking about. I know Trisha for many years. She's we're family members. Quentin, I'm actually his business manager. So. We work together as far as him and the agency of modeling and acting and so forth. And his passion as far as youth is tremendous because it mirrors my passion for youth. And as we challenge ourselves and push ourselves to encourage youth to continue to see beyond what they've known is just their little world. Sometimes it's just their little block. Sometimes they haven't even had a chance to see outside of their city. You know, sometimes they haven't had a chance to even just go on a vacation, you know. But no matter what it is, no matter what the challenges are, we want to encourage them to be the best them that they could possibly be. And so as far as your mind can imagine and dream, we want to encourage you to do that and be that. So Quentin being out there as an entrepreneur in the workforce, you know, just seeing young people all day, every day, encouraging them, speaking to everybody, encouraging young people, they look up to him. And so we want to continue them, to encourage them to go finish high school, finish college, go to college, get a career, start a business. Be a model, be an actor, anything you want to be, dream it, be it, you know, and at the same time, encourage them to step up and look out for their brother and their sister. You know, you treat each other with respect. Don't bully, You know, love each other. And that's how we're going to change.
Can you give your contact information, sir? Thank you so much. We need you.
Sure. So my email address is dltentertainment9911@gmail.com. So email address is dltentertainment9911@gmail.com.
Are you on Facebook or not?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I've got a personal page. That's just my personal page on Facebook.
Okay, you know, that's where you want to be. Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, you know, guess what? This is my challenges are, you know, even to myself. And, yeah, we have, you know, elementary school. Trisha, she came out. Hey, Trisha went as a lookout lady to my great nephew's 3-year-old birthday party at the daycare.
Yeah.
And dressed up in a cape and a mask, and they all went loud.
They loved it, didn't they, Tom? They were like, where's the golden lady? They kept calling me the golden lady, but it's okay. But they loved it. How old were they, 2 or 3 years old?
Yeah. But the thing is, we got to catch them. We got to catch them, you know, as early as they come out the womb and to mm-hmm. nurture them, you know, and it takes a village and takes, you know, and I have like a little 3-4-year-old that normally, you know, if you go on my Facebook wall, you'll see, you know, he'll have his headset on when I'm doing the talk show. You know, because, you know, you're like, I want to come in. Let's do a show. I said, what? Let's do a show. I'm like, hold on a second. You know, but the thing is that we have to grasp them early and to see, you know, and let them know that there's a higher being. Trisha,
right.
I know I'm going to put you on the point, but if you want to swing from the top of the tree, come on, what we got?
You got to let go of the trunk of the tree. You thought I forgot. Huh?
Okay, then.
Oh, yes, I got it. Hey, Tom, I want to say something to that. Hold on 1 second. When I went to see the 3-year, I went to a classroom, I think they were like 3 years old, and you think that they're not paying attention to us? I asked all of them, they were like 3 years old. I asked them, okay, so when you're in the car, in the back seat of the car, are your parents or your sisters, brothers and sisters, are they on the phone? Are they texting? Are they driving? Every last one of them, raised their hand, and they knew exactly what I was talking about. And I said, so what are you going to say when you're in the back seat? They said, we're going to tell them to get off the phone and drive. So I had all of them saying, you know, that slogan, which is get off and drive. So they're paying attention to, they're watching what we're doing as we, you know, as an adult, they're watching us.
Well, then we also come out with a campaign as far as, you know, sometimes the parents, you know, when they're like, okay, let's get in the car. You want to go get Burger King? You want a McDonald's? McDonald's. But then your mom's texting and you say, Mom, you're texting. Say, oh, excuse me. I guess you don't want McDonald's. So sometimes you can sound arrogant as a 3 or 5 or 6-year-old, but you're the one at risk of getting killed and T-boned. But the thing is, we're working with the glow-in-the-dark wristband, so when you just raise your hand, you can keep it on. I mean, you know, you can buy a T-shirt, but, you know, and Mom ain't going to let you wear a T-shirt every day. But you got those, you know, like Lance Armstrong wristband that glows in the dark that
right.
you can raise it up, and they can look in the rearview mirror, and they can see you, and you're looking at them without actually seeing something because they might think it and take it aggressively arrogant or disrespectful, and then you will miss out on your whatever your little, you know, ice cream treat or whatever it is, a Dairy Queen. But the point is, it's something that we have to, you know, educate our kids because this is their future, and we are in a new millennium and a new presidency and a new country and a new, you know, state of affairs. And we all have to learn to love to get together and be together. I want to bring one other person if I can. 678-735. Folks, it's Estelle. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Tom. Hello? This is Charmaine Tucker from Atlanta.
Charmaine.
Hi, Tom. Hey. Hi, everyone. So happy to join in. Yeah, you know, we're rushing through the holidays and, you know, this time of the year and people, you know, are in a hurry to get here and there. And, you know, about the texting and driving thing, I say, you know, stay off the phone. listen to our Lookout Lady. You know, we do need to set an example. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I just, you know, it's dangerous out there. You know, people are traveling even when it's not a holiday, you know, even when we're not busy. And to set an example for our youth going forward into the new year, I say go with that, you know, and let's just try to keep in mind that safety comes first, because we don't need someone passing on the holidays, okay? You know, I mean, don't do your laundry tomorrow, okay? You know, suspicious.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
this is
Charmaine. We did a Christmas, she did a Christmas letter that she won out of 5,000 letters that she, you know, did, and she sent it to her mother, who was far, far away in Canada, and, you know, woe to be, going to find out that we did at different times, you know, go to the same high school. But it was unbeknownst to me at the particular time. But one thing I want to say is this, and this is what I challenge all of you to do, and I'm going to start with Charmaine. And now I want to say, you know, I'm first off, completely heterosexual, okay? But sometimes something you can do to change somebody's makeup of that particular time and space of that day is just to give them a grunt hug. Charmaine, give me one.
One love. I
one
think that's
love.
Pretty good for
okay.
somebody
okay.
who has a hard time.
Okay, then hold on. Here come Trisha. Give me that grunt hug.
That's how you do it.
Okay. All right. Now, now I want you to give one to Q.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Trisha, give one to Q.
Don't give one to him. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not
going to touch
that one.
Now, the only thing I'm trying to share with you, your first name, also, I failed 470, your first name?
Dorian.
Dorian. Okay, Charmaine's going to give you a grunt hug. Give him one.
All right.
Okay. Now, the thing is, basically, what I'm sharing with you is that little do you know what it really means that you have to, you know, save up $100, you know, to buy a gift. Little do you know some things what Trisha said earlier, you know, to say that, you know, the kids and the people, and as little do you know at that particular time, the wording, and obviously, Dorian, you understand, and so do you, Q, Trisha, Charmaine, is that they're looking at you, and you can say something, and you don't even think about it. But that lasts a lifetime. But the thing, most importantly, what I'm trying to share with you is when you can give someone something genuine as a grunt hug, and this all comes back from, it's not nothing sexual, it came from my father when I was in Chicago, and, you know, I was like 2, 3, he said, give me a hug, I said, mm. He said, give me a hug, I said, mm. He said, give me a grunt hug, and he said, mm. And I said, mm. That sometimes is like jumping off a battery in a car, you understand? And those are some of the small compliments that we can do every day. Hold the door for somebody at a QT, you know, help a woman, you know, open the door, put the, you know, the groceries in it, help somebody and say a compliment, you know, you look nice in that dress, not being sexual, but you looking marvelous today. you know what? These are things that we all can do to change how our love flows through our body to give something to someone else. I want to challenge everyone who's listening, stop saying at the end of the day in 2017. Because in 2017, 89% of people who die of natural causes die at the end of the day during their sleep. When God allows you to wake up in the morning and put your shoes on the right foot, He gives you 12 hours to help someone else take you out of your own misery. Thank you all so much for being on the show. And start spreading the news. Hey, Darius, listen. One love, buddy.
One love.
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 One love. One love. Thanks for being on the show. Happy New Year.